This police officer is so bored with his job that on his lunch break, he's gonna go rob a bank and then return to work as if nothing happened. Now the guy, his name is Andre, and Andre is kind of a thrill seeker, and he's police captain at Kempton Park in South Africa, and unfortunately, he's not happy with his life, and he starts looking for a bigger thrill. And then one day, kaboom, he decides he's gonna rob a bank. So, he catches an early flight from Johannesburg to Durban, and there he rents a car, drives to a bank in town, puts on a wig and fake beard, and he walks into the bank, and he points his pew-pew at the teller, and he asks the teller, "Will you please fill this bag with cash?" Then he takes the cash and he leaves, and he catches the next flight back to Johannesburg. And so boom, the robbery is a success, and it's a thrill for Andre. So, he decides to rob another bank, and another bank, and another bank. And soon enough, every time he gets a day off from work, he flies to Durban and robs another bank. He even starts robbing local banks in Johannesburg on his lunch break. Like, he'll rob a bank, and then later on that same day, he'll go back to the scene of the crime to investigate the robbery. Because he's the police. And he disguises himself so well, none of the witnesses ever recognize him. And he's really good at this bank robbery thing. He knows exactly how the bank security systems work, so he knows how to avoid getting caught every time. And this goes on for 3 years. Andre robs around 30 banks during this time, and this is a huge thrill for him. But then, one night, he screws up. So he's at this party one night, and he's getting a little tipsy. And he starts talking and having a conversation with his friend, this guy, Core. And Andre's bragging to Core that he's been robbing all these banks and that he's so good at it. Here's the thing about Core, though. Core just happens to work for the Bureau of State Security, which is kind of like the FBI. And Core feels like, because of his job, he just can't keep a secret like this. And eventually, he tells his supervisor. So the next time Andre flies back from Durban, having just robbed another bank, police are waiting for him at the baggage claim. And so, bam, they arrest him. And he's supposed to spend about 17 years in prison, but that's not gonna happen, because he's gonna bust himself out. Now, while Andre's in prison, he meets this guy, McCall. And he meets this other guy, Hale. Both of whom are in prison for robbery. And pretty quickly, they all three become friends. And after about 3 years in prison, Andre and McCall and Hale, they come up with this wild plan to bust them all out. First, Andre and McCall, the two of them, they fake injuries so that the prison guards will escort them to an outside physiotherapist for treatment. And then once they're at the physiotherapist, bam, they overpower the guards. And they grab the guards' pew-pews and then they steal the physiotherapist's car and they use it as a getaway vehicle. And then once they've escaped, they lay low for a while. 3 months later, they go back to where Hale is, guns a-blazing, and they bust him out too. So now the three of them are together, on the run, hiding out. And so what does Andre want to do? He wants to start robbing banks again. He wants that thrill back. So then kaboom, the three of them hit up a bank. And then kaboom, they hit up another bank. And then kaboom, they hit up a third bank. And these guys just keep going, robbing bank after bank after bank. And they always wear ridiculous disguises. Sunglasses, fake mustaches, fake beards. They almost look comical. But despite that, they're a good team. They can execute a full bank robbery in under 5 minutes. Sometimes they're able to rob 4 banks in the same day without getting caught. So, because of all this success, soon enough, word starts to get out. And the local people, they start hearing about this gang of bank robbers on the news. And strangely, a lot of the public are cheering them on because they're making the police look like fools. And it's funny to them. So, Andre and McCall and Hale, they become like folk heroes. And people start calling them the Stander Gang.